Haunting fear gripped Danielle Johnson as the eclipse drew near. The influential astrologer and self-proclaimed healer, known as Danielle Ayoka, had been preaching about the spiritual warfare surrounding the event for weeks. With her ominous posts on April 11, 2024, she urged followers to pick a side and brace for the worst. But just days later, a trail of horror followed in Johnson's wake. Her partner was found brutally slaughtered in their Woodland Hills apartment, while her own child met a tragic end after being pushed from her speeding car on the 405. And as if that wasn't enough, Johnson herself perished in an unexplainable car crash on Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach. As detectives dug deeper, they uncovered tarot cards and black feathers at the crime scenes, unsettling clues that hinted at a dark connection to Johnson's online persona. It was soon revealed that Ayoka, who also went by an R&B stage name, was none other than Johnson, the prime suspect in these heinous murders. Though authorities have yet to determine a motive for these senseless acts, inside sources suggest that Johnson may have been influenced by her recent online activity. Just days before the tragic events unfolded, under the guise of Ayoka, she shared anti-Semitic rants, conspiracy theories, and alarming warnings. These disturbing posts included discredited speeches and videos accusing Jewish individuals of corrupting society and promoting pedophilia. And as investigators continue to piece together this gruesome puzzle, one thing is clear. The eclipse played a pivotal role in this devastating tragedy, all because of Johnson's distorted beliefs and extreme actions. As the eclipse loomed closer, her online presence grew more sinister. She shared a GIF of a flickering candle surrounded by leaves, claiming it would offer protection for the mind and body during the eclipse. She urged followers to like to activate, drawing them further into her web of extremism. As hysteria surrounding the celestial event reached a fever pitch, she became increasingly fanatical in her beliefs. In a frantic all-caps post, she declared that any spiritual account not revealing the truth was fake and on the wrong side. Despite lack of evidence, her fear-mongering social media posts about potential violence during the eclipse gained traction, even spreading to popular forums like Reddit. NASA even released a webpage debunking common myths about eclipses, but this did little to dissuade her growing legion of over 100,000 followers on X who were drawn to her dramatic and alarming messages. While she had been previously lauded by media outlets as a clairvoyant with a brilliant gift for exposing astrological nonsense and leading moon rituals based on zodiac signs, her recent offensive posts clashed with this image. It was revealed through a podcast interview in September that she claimed to come from a long line of Cherokee medicine women and possessed an innate ability for seeing spirits and heightened intuition. Her website boasted of a near-death experience at the age of 3 that led her to shamanism. Despite facing backlash for her beliefs in the past, Johnson continued to spread awareness about astrology and Reiki, an energy healing technique, on social media. However, it seemed that as her following grew, so did her delusions. For the right price, she promised to cleanse your aura and heal your inner struggles. But her methods were receiving backlash on the internet, with accusations of fraud and exploitation. Among her website's grand promises was a life-changing 5-month healing series for a steep $150 per month and a home purifying cleanse that required you to hand over your address like a sacrificial offering. And it wasn't just online. Her neighbors were well aware of the strange candlelit ceremonies held in her dark kitchen, attended by her devoted followers. I was on a mission to uncover the truth about Johnson, and I didn't care how deep I had to dig. The more layers I peeled back from her perfect facade, the darker and more sinister the truth became. What I thought was just another one of those pseudo-spiritual paths turned out to be a clever mask for something far more insidious. Ayoka Johnson, aka Ayoka Mystic, on social media, had twisted the sacred teachings of Reiki to feed her own selfish desires. And according to Julie Russell, a licensed Reiki teacher/nurse, This betrayal of love and compassion was a direct violation of everything Reiki stood for. It was crystal clear that this case wasn't just about some eccentric woman with radical beliefs. There were much deeper and disturbing secrets lurking beneath the surface. I reached out to Dr. Natalie Razgon, an expert in postpartum psychosis, for her insights on Johnson's mental state. Dr. Razgon believed that while Johnson may have been struggling with postpartum issues, it was unlikely to be postpartum psychosis as her baby was already 8 months old, well beyond the typical time frame for such episodes. Instead, she suggested that it could have been postpartum depression or underlying mental health issues. But what really happened that morning? According to investigators, Johnson allegedly stabbed her partner in the heart before attempting to drag his body out of their luxurious apartment at Woodland Hills Montecito Apartments Complex. But something must have gone wrong, because she ended up dragging his body back inside and leaving bloody footprints in her wake. Witnesses reported seeing Johnson limping as she fled the scene with her two young daughters, one aged 9 and the other only 8 months old, crashing her car through a gate in a desperate attempt to escape. The question remains, what triggered this gruesome act of violence? Was it truly just postpartum struggles or something deeper lurking beneath the surface? Only time will tell as this case continues to unravel. Under the dim glow of streetlights, Johnson violently pushed her eldest daughter out of their speeding vehicle near the Sepulveda Boulevard, Howard Hughes Parkway exit. With the infant still in her arms, she recklessly abandoned them both to the unforgiving asphalt below. The older child miraculously survived and evaded oncoming traffic, but sadly, the innocent infant did not. 30 minutes later, police in Redondo Beach were alerted to a gruesome crash involving a black Porsche Cayenne hurtling into a tree at over 100 miles per hour on Pacific Coast Highway near Vincent Street. The driver was declared deceased at the scene, their shattered body making identification nearly impossible. In the early hours of dawn, officers arrived at Johnson's apartment after receiving a disturbing call from a neighbor who had discovered Cheney brutally murdered inside. Sources confirm that Cheney had served in the Air Force until 2020, where he worked as an armament technician in Italy during his deployment. According to law enforcement insiders, Cheney and Johnson had been living together for 3 years before his untimely demise. It was also revealed that Johnson was going through a messy divorce with her previous partner. But things seemed to be looking up for Johnson when she shared a photo on social media in May 2023, flaunting a sparkling diamond ring on her left hand with the caption, "When a Taurus man spoils you." Congratulatory comments flooded in, and Johnson responded with a cryptic, "Yes, when it works, it works." Little did anyone know the dark truth behind that seemingly happy moment. Thank you for tuning in to No Tears for Black Girls, now a part of the Alive Podcast Network, the first Black female-owned and operated network dedicated to amplifying Black voices. If you enjoyed this episode, please show your support by following us on the Alive Podcast app, available on both iPhone and Android. You can also stay connected with us on social media and YouTube at No Tears for Black Girls, or on X at No Tears for BG. Remember to stay loved, stay blessed, and stay safe. Until next time.